This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023. JB and Billy have had a relaxing start to the day.
I like a sleep-in Sunday morning.
A lie-in Sunday, Jim.
Now it's time for reflection.
How do you self-assess? How do you reckon that went?
We can work on it.
Oh.
This is the best stuff from Triple M's Rush Hour this week.
It doesn't get any better.
No, Jim.
It's the Rush Hour Sunday session.
I feel good.
On Triple M.
Fat, I've got a brand new game show for the family today.
What?
It involves them going one-on-one in a battle of wits with you.
Ha! Sucked in, Jimmy, because I'm smarter than you think.
Well, you'd actually have to be. But my bar is very, very low. Also this hour, we chat to a man who will step into the square circle Wednesday against our man, Nath Brown. I speak of Kane Corn.
The Corn! I'm backing him, Jimmy. And I'm bringing back the Rush Hour family's favourite talkback topic of all time.
Next, it's comedy season on Triple M, and all month we're going to chat to the biggest names in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and they're going to be in studio. So up next, Tom Gleeson.
Old nude nut.
Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session will be back soon. And to get JB and Billy whenever you want, download the Listener app and add the show to your favourites.
I feel good.
What a treat. We are joined by award-winning Australian comedian Tom Gleeson, whose brand new show, Gear, is at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, 28th of March. Tickets at comedyfestival.com.au.
Triple M's Rush Hour welcomes the stars of this year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Every comedian I know is doing charity gig after charity gig to raise money for the firefighters. And then what happened? Pandemic hit. No gigs for 7 months. And did one firefighter lift their finger to help the comedians? No! Not one!
Please welcome Tom Gleeson.
The Gold Logie winner.
Yes.
He's back with us.
That was very popular with comedians, as you can imagine, in the industry.
Yes.
We always get asked to do charity gigs because we don't have any instruments. We can just turn up and everyone kind of forgot about us there for a while.
How did the firefighter take that?
Well, I don't know. Luckily, a fire hasn't been through where I live. They might just let my house go, I reckon.
That's Tommy. Don't worry about it. Now, do you do a quiz?
In
your show.
No, this is a stand-up show, so yeah, I'm doing a one-hour show.
1 hour?
Yeah.
A quiz would take up a bit of that time, but it could be funny.
No, but I'm good at comedy, Billy.
Are you?
Yeah, so I don't need to pad it out.
Righto. So what do you go with?
So you know your jokes that you do in your show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do actual good ones.
Oh, where was I the other day? I had them in the rafters. No, not in the rafter. I had them in the aisle.
Oh.
They were loving it.
What did any of that mean? You don't even know where they're rolling around.
We love hard quiz. Yeah. That's what I do love because you give it to them, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we get all kinds on Hard Quiz.
Yeah.
And they come with beautiful expert subjects. We've had someone recently came on and their subject was Queensland Premier Joe Biocchi-Peterson.
Oh, jeez. And?
Wow. And this guy was in his 20s. Work that out.
Bloody hell.
And not even from Australia. He moved to Australia and got interested in Queensland politics.
But they loved him up there, didn't they?
Oh, they
remember
absolutely.
Give cheap smokes and all that. They loved him, the Queensland.
Yeah, he was in power for a very long time. It's actually a difficult subject because there's a lot to know.
What else? There are some weird butterflies and all that. Yeah. There's real weird ones.
Yeah, someone came in with toenails. That was a great night, that one.
Toenails.
Toenails, yeah. It was a doctor.
Toenails.
How long did that last?
He got to the final round, toenails. I remember that.
I thought you were going to ask, how long are the toenails?
During the middle of that, do you ever think to yourself, how do these people exist?
Oh, sometimes. It's like because the people apply.
Yeah.
So often I come into the office and say, what have we got? And someone just yell out, cremation. I'm working on cremation. And they're like tapping away, writing questions.
Oh, I know.
It's tricky.
Some of them are really good and some aren't. They don't study at all.
Was one I had recently and it was a bit embarrassing for me because the subject was Doja Cat. And Doja Cat is an artist that's not played on Triple M. Probably played on your sister's station. Very popular artist. But at the time we recorded it, I'd never heard of her.
Yeah.
So I just said I didn't. So now I seem a little bit foolish because she's all over the radio now. But this particular contestant, I said to her as a joke, did you come on this show because you think you might get scouted for Married at First Sight? And she said, yes. And she wasn't joking.
Where's your gold Logie? At home in Romsey?
Yeah, it's just on my shelf at home.
Really?
Yeah. So if anyone, like, leaves the pub, walks next door.
There it is. There it is. Just they can help themselves to it.
Yeah, it's just, well, it does belong to the people, the gold Logie, because I got it on the ABC.
Yeah, but
so
it's
I feel like if you're a taxpayer, you kind of own it.
Yeah, but it's yours.
Yeah.
It's got your name on it.
Well, I've got it. But I'm just holding it on behalf of the people.
Nah, I told you this before, Tommy. That whole narrative through that build-up and on the night was the greatest thing ever because it's a turd of a night that I don't ever plan to attend again in my life, and you treated it as such and won the main award on the back of it.
It was tricky. When I walked out the back, I'm not going to lie to you, I said to everyone, you're expecting Amanda, weren't you? And they laughed a bit too hard.
Oh, I love it. Where are we seeing this show? Rabbits, give us some details, please.
At the Comedy Theatre. It's called Gear from the 28th of March. You can grab your tickets, comedyfestival.com.au, and see the great Tommy Gleeson.
Oh, yeah, it's opening weekend is Easter. And my wife and kids, they've decided to go on holiday. They left me here in Melbourne on my own doing my show. So
nothing wrong with that.
Come and keep me company.
That's it.
And also Hard Quiz, by the way. Wednesdays ABC and ABC iView from 8 p.m. Tommy, great to see you.
Thanks a lot.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm in the mood, Jimmy boy.
Right now, your chance to win an overnight stay at Pullman on the Park with parking, breakfast included for two people, a pass to Salt, and two tickets to Richmond versus Sydney. That's happening Sunday, March 31, with this.
Think you're smarter than the Rush Hour's Billy Brownless?
I don't think there's ever been a man with less actual knowledge.
Prove it.
So I am actually half clever.
As we play, are you a bigger deal than Bill?
So, we've got Kyle's on the phone from East Bentley. Hi, Kylie.
Hey, JB, how are you?
I said before, and we had thousands of people ringing straight away, are you smarter than Bill? Well, that pretty much includes everybody. Kyle's, and I've got a good feeling about you. Now, who do you support, please?
The Swannies.
Oh, very, very nice. And what job are you doing?
I work at a school.
Nice.
Do you have a partner?
I do.
Oh, because I could have come along with you to the Pullman. Kylesy?
Obviously, you're talking about 81-year-old mum, but maybe.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful.
Maybe not.
Oh, that's
not.
The Pullman's magnificent, by the way. So you get to stay there and then go down to the footy.
Sounds great.
All right, but you got to be smarter than Bill.
She's under pressure, Kyles.
Here we go.
If you get beaten by me.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good, Kyles. That actually would not be good. Right. So five questions.
What do we do? Yell out a name.
First in, if you know the answer. And it won't be if you're at home listening or in the car listening.
Mm-hmm.
It won't necessarily be the voice you hear. It's the voice I hear.
Oh, Jim.
That's how it works.
Geez, you're not cheating.
That's how it works.
Oh, I bet you.
All right. So I've got Kyle's and Fat.
And Fat.
So what I need to hear is if you know the answer, you scream out Kyle's.
Oh,
and if you know the answer, you need to scream out Fat. Are you ready, Kyle's?
I'm ready. I'm
from
ready.
East Bentley?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Who currently leads the Coleman medal with 12 goals?
Harry Mackay. Kyle's.
No.
Kyle's.
Harry Mackay.
Fat.
Jesse Hogan. Bang! One.
Kyle's.
One Fat.
I need you to be better.
Zero Kyle's.
My son's just not being helpful.
Okay. Here's a question you might be happier with, Kyle's.
Right.
Alrighty. Yep.
Which Sydney Swan was the last to win the Brownlow medal? A legend of the place.
A legend.
Is he a singer?
No.
Tony Lockett.
He won. I'm going to give you a hand with it. He won when he was at St Kilda. So you had to be playing for the Swans.
Oh, right.
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 And this man was one of the all-timers and might have won it more than once, Kyles.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Mental block. Paul Kelly.
Well, he won it too. But he didn't win it more than once. This man won it more than once. In 03 and 06, Kyles, I'm giving you no more 03. Help after this.
I don't even know what it is.
Oh, God.
If you're not bad, you're...
Yeah.
Oh.
You've got a first name of Adam. What's that?
Gotsy. Kyle's.
Kyle's. All right. One all.
Oh, ring a ding, Jim.
One all.
I'm on fire.
All right. Here we go. Who is the current captain of the Richmond Football Club?
Fat.
Yes.
Ian Nankervis.
Oh. Kyle's.
Kyle's.
Toby
Nankervis.
Toby
Nankervis.
Yes. Ian and Bruce Nankervis. Down there at Geelong.
All right. 2-1. Ring a ding.
Oh.
Nearest the pin.
I like this.
Oh, no. How many goals per game
yes.
did Bill Brownless average against the Swans? And it, by the way, the Swans was shocking kick. Shocking kick.
Yeah, it was.
Fat. Right.
Yes, Fat.
I'm going to say 2.
2 goals per game. What are you saying, Kyle?
1.
Surely not 1. I'm better than 1.
1.2 goals per game. 18 from 15 games.
I played centre back.
Oh, not. All right, final question.
Righto.
Which movie is this quote from? Listen up.
Damn alligator bit my hand off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The golfing one. Yep.
Absolutely no idea.
No, I know. It's their favourite. We play it all the time. Adam Sandler, golfing, and it's...
Happy Gilmore.
Oh, Kyle! Oh. Absolutely owned you, Fat. 4-1.
Well, she's going to take me.
No, she's not. She's taking your mum.
Nah.
I'm taking my 81-year-old mum.
Hey, Kyle, overnight
fun.
Stay at Pullman on the Park, parking and breakfast for 2. Oh, a pass to Salt, the private spa retreat,
ooh,
and
nice.
Then 2 tickets to Richmond v Sydney.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Did you realise Bill was that stupid?
No, I didn't realise I was that stupid.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And I certainly wouldn't marry you.
No, and I wouldn't marry me.
Right now, we are joined by 4-time Port Adelaide Best and Fairest winner, 2-time All-Australian and Port Adelaide Hall of Famer, Kane Corns.
Our next guest will be donning the gloves next week when he takes on Nathan Brown in The Gathering. And his opponent is talking himself up.
You and Kane, have you got him covered?
I believe so.
Oh.
Please welcome, in the blue corner, Kane Corns.
Wowee, April 3, Titanium Arena. Are you ready?
What am I doing? lovely to be here. And
Corn.
Nice digs you've got here. Good production value with the intro. That's I like it. We've got to level up our game.
Don't
over,
you have that?
Oh, no.
Don't you have production over there where you are?
We do, Bill. But JB, to answer your question, am I ready? I've been training hard, but... I mean, it's a little bit like Bill trying to get a university degree in 8 weeks. Like that's what it's like. It is really difficult sport to master. I feel a little bit overwhelmed by it and a little bit nervous because
come on, Nath.
Everyone wants me to get my head punched in, Bill.
They do. How do you feel about that? Everyone. There's not one person. I think I think your old man said no. Nath.
Oh, I saw the giant on the weekend. He's looking good too. Great man, big stud.
I spoke to him about it the other day, and he said, "You know, you're gonna have to put on a bit of a show. Like you're gonna actually have to have a crack because the fans want to see that." And I was like, "Yeah, I understand, but I literally don't know what I'm doing. So how do I feel about it? It's a bit overwhelming, to be completely honest.
And what about Chad? What did he say? And
Chadwick.
Is he your brother?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
No, he is.
He's got muscles. He's big. He's got charisma.
He's looking angry on the interchange bench yesterday.
He fires up.
He was the one that said to me when I agreed to do this, he said, well, go and get yourself some training.
Yes.
You're hopeless and you don't know what you're doing. So I did, and I've been training hard, but does it make a difference? I'm not sure. We'll
who with?
Out.
Someone who knows the square circle?
Yeah, someone who knows it pretty well. His name's Ollie Savage, Adelaide Fight Club, and it's been huge for me, former professional fighter. And the one that I've been training with is McLeod. Have you seen Andrew McLeod?
McLeod, no.
And the way that I'll show you a picture in the break, but he's unbelievable. Muscle on muscle, there's veins popping out of him, and he's got a mean right hook. So bit of sparring with him, and he's been sorting me out.
But you'll be just running around. If you run around, because you're a marathon runner, how many rounds?
It's 4 2-minute rounds.
And just, that's 8 minutes. You can do that.
Well, that's what I said. When they said 4 2-minute rounds. Like, it's 8 minutes. Like, I'm going to hate every minute of it, but it's only 8 minutes, and it's done, it's over, and we can move on.
Oh, now, I've done a lot of boxing training with Nath Brown.
Yeah.
We have used the same bloke, Lukey Sulos. I'm a wrist bugger now, so I haven't done it for a while. But I know from doing a lot of it with him, Kane, that he's actually pretty bloody good. But that's pads.
Yeah.
So I don't know how he's going to go when he's actually got to get out of the way of punches. But from a pad work point of view, he knows what he's doing.
I'll have to get some analysis from you, JP.
Well, don't ask me. No one knows less about the fight game, how to execute the fight game than me. But he's, and my understanding is he's been tearing the gym up. He's like, He's back to playing weight sort of stuff.
If he gets beaten, it'll be the biggest boil over ever, and no one will talk to Nate.
But you're on the same show, so how are you going with that bit?
Well, I don't know. I think you're both competitive, aren't you? Like, and once you can take and have a laugh out of it now and, you know, take the mickey out of each other, but once it gets in there and once one of us cops one in your head, I think you're going to be, you know, pretty agitated by that, so... I've got no idea how he's going to react, how I'm going to react, how the crowd's going to react. That's why it's kind of interesting the whole night. And there's some other big fights as well.
Daisy and Swanee, who are mates.
We don't know what's going to happen there. Because Swanee's mad.
You'd think Swanee.
Yep.
You'd think that.
He's mad.
Daisy's a bit lighter. Mitch Robinson, Kane Pettifer. This would be a good one.
That's the serious one. Mm-hmm. So we're wearing 20-ounce gloves. And we had a safety briefing the other day at a press conference that we did. And so they explained safety's a priority and 20-ounce gloves are pretty puffy and they're like pillows and all this. They're still going to hurt. And then Mitch Robinson goes, I don't want to wear 20-ounce gloves. Oh, can we wear the 10s?
Ooh.
Like he's mad. Yeah. Kane Pettifer's had three professional fights, and he knows what he's doing. So I think that's the fight of the night, and that's
and
the
heavyweight. Anthony Rocker and Corey McKernan.
Big Causer. Well, we all get a bit worried, don't we? Because we saw Cam Mooney, so we all sort of watched and went, well, this is a bit of fun, and then realised pretty quickly for him it wasn't fun.
Big Belcho just
nailed him. Exactly. So you do need to know a bit about what you're doing.
Well, and that's I thought the backlash may have been a bit stronger in that space with concussion and everything that's going on. They assure us that safety is there and that the refs are there and all that. We've had full-on medicals and brain scans and blood tests and everything. It's been quite a process to actually get approval for this fight, but I understand... If anyone's sitting there going, well, concussion in AFL is a big issue and these idiots are getting into the ring. I guess some things you do, you take a bit of a risk and we are taking somewhat of a risk.
You're not a fighter, but
no, I'm not. No.
You're not a lover. But.
No. Well, I'm not a lover either. No.
what do you do, Kane? What do you do, Corn?
Well, that's the thing that half excites me about it is getting completely out of your comfort zone. Yeah. Like if you ever said to me you would be going in a boxing ring, I would have laughed at you and... So to do that and to have a physical challenge and get out of your comfort zone is something that's kind of exciting.
How do people get stuck into this, Rabbit?
The Gathering live and exclusive on Stan Pay-Per-View. Wednesday, April 3 from 6 p.m. Go to stan.com.au/PPV to pre-order now.
All right, good luck.
Thank you, guys.
On your corn.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We're together. We're a team.
No, we're not.
We're a team.
No. I will throw you that hard under the bus. It won't matter.
We've got a beauty today, a good phone.
So you've given a weekend's worth of thought.
Exactly
to
right.
This phone topic here, topics brandless.
I was at the basketball last night and thinking.
What am I going to go with tomorrow? A real insightful one.
133353. What have you seen on
your
No! Your neighbour used to mow his cement driveway.
No.
I see this old lady with an old staffy in one of those front loader carry things for kids.
A ride-on lawnmower on a pallet suspended in a tree.
There you go. What have you seen unusual? It's a beauty. A couple of things, Jim.
The most standard we could go with.
Yes.
Like, it's been around for 10 years.
They'll ring.
It gives no thought.
Maybe.
Tell you what we saw unusual.
What?
Well, maybe not you and I saw.
What did we see?
Nathan Lyon and Alex Carey saw unusual.
Oh, yeah.
Rabbits dagging off him.
And getting
a
photo.
Just trying to enjoy themselves at the F1.
And?
Rabbits.
You know that that's
drawing,
not true.
Giving him a drawing.
Oh, I saw a photo of you and the goat.
Alex Carey took a photo to send to JB.
Embarrassing is what it was
I heard you went on. Oh, like the other day, you're trying to get it from Ari Gold.
Well, he did get a photo with us, and then he DM'd Zoe and I.
Yeah.
Justin joins us from Diamond Creek. Hello, Big J.
More so Zoe, I think. Hey, Just.
Hey, Fat Flog Rabs, how are you?
Fat Flog Rabs.
Yeah, what Rabs is.
What have
you summed him up in one.
Seen unusual, Just.
I was on my way to work, the servo, and I'm going down the ring road doing a dollar, and then all of a sudden, going past me at the $1.20, it's the Easter Bunny on a motorbike.
Oh.
No.
$1.20.
Had a rabbit's head over his helmet, and he was flying.
A rabbit's head over his helmet.
Well, we don't condone people speeding. Stay there, Justin. Ray's in Altona Meadows. Hello, Raymond.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good, Raymond.
Watching YouTube the other night and seeing Jeremy Cameron pull his brand new lawnmower out of his dam.
Oh, no.
What happened?
He slipped off the side of the dam, apparently, and... put her in and had to get the tractor in to pull her out.
The rider.
Oh, no.
The brand new rider.
Big John Deere.
Yep.
Righto. Stay there.
We should have asked him that. When did we have him on? The Rub.
We did. Yeah. Joey in South Frankston. Hello, Joe.
Hey, three greatest men of all time. How are we?
Spot on.
You're already in line for a prize.
You've won something.
Yeah. Unlike Justin, who gets nothing. Keep going, Joe. What have you seen unusual?
I was on the Frankston line the other day going towards the footy and sort of towards the back of the train. There was a unique gentleman with his portable gas stove out cooking two packets of 2-minute noodles.
On the train?
On the train. And the funny thing was, the next stop over, one of the staff that check your tickets walked on, and they would have had to walk straight past them to get to me. But, you know, out of all that, they tried checking my MyQ card and didn't bother the man cooking his meal.
That's amazing. That's happened before. I didn't know you were allowed to do that.
Now, we had a call, I reckon, 2 weeks ago on the Frankston line, cooking...
I think he was cooking noodles as well.
Oh, there he goes. He just said he's a recidivist.
Tony McKinnon. Hello, Tone.
Tone.
G'day, gents. How are we all?
Good, Tone. What have you seen? Unusual.
It was on a flight back from Brisbane to Melbourne. A guy sat beside me and he threw his empty coffee cup and a bottle of water into the pocket in front of me. And I said, there's something different there. Then about an hour into the flight, he pulls out this little round tin, proceeds to pull out a wad of tobacco, starts chewing it, then has a little sip of his water, then spits it into his cup, and he did that for the last hour of the flight.
No. Spitting into the
That's
cup.
That's no good, Tone.
Yep, 100%.
Well, my oldest son, Jonathan, and my sister-in-law, Deb, shared a flight to Perth for our wedding in November, because Mark was going, and then he had work, so Jono jumped into his seat. They were on the plane.
Yeah.
The next seat next to Jono, a bloke's rolled a great big, huge stogie, huge, great big joint.
No.
And lit it in the air.
He did not.
100%.
Jono pick it up, did he?
There's weed smoke going all through
there. No, surely.
I think the staff all had to come flying and jump all over him and grab it. Unbelievable. All right, where
you
are we
can't
going?
Do that. We've
got one more.
We've got one more.
Darren Dazzler. In Bayswater.
Oh, Dazzler.
Dazzler.
Hey, boys. Jimmy, Fat, Rabbi, how are you?
Yeah, good.
That's beautiful, Daz.
What have you seen, Dazzler?
Well, 10 minutes ago, I was just merging off Eastlink onto the bloody Monash and set the lights there, and this bird's doing a Rubik's Cube right next to me.
What does that mean?
No, with a Rubik's Cube.
She wasn't doing a Rubik's Cube. Playing with a Rubik's Cube.
It's not rhyming slang, Fat.
No, it could have been. He said she was doing a Rubik's Cube. Rubik's Cube aren't around anymore.
Yes, they are.
No, there's still. I saw one. It was right there.
No,
right
you
there,
didn't.
Fat. Dazzling.
Yeah, what I thought, Fat. I thought that was unusual.
That's unusual. Righto.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Sit. Stay and listen.
Triple M. JB and Billy have had a relaxing start to the day.
I like a sleep in Sunday morning.
A lie in Sunday, Jim.
Now it's time for reflection.
How do you self-assess? How do you reckon that went?
We can work on it.
Oh.
This is the best stuff from Triple M's Rush Hour this week.
It doesn't get any better.
No, Jim.
It's the Rush Hour Sunday session.
I feel good.
On Triple M.
Fat, in this hour, we talk to a man who's pulling the boots back on for the Carlton draft, former Blue and Giant, Dylan Buckley.
He actually had you on his podcast recently, Jim. Oh, I'm going to have a listen to this because I want to find out how much you spoke about yourself. Me.
I spoke about what he was interested in, funnily enough. And we have an enormous idiot file filled with all your stuff-ups from the past fortnight.
Well, that'll be short, just like your...
Well, that'll be...
Plus, we'll have my hump day quiz. That's always a beauty. And I've outsourced my joke to someone in the Rush Hour family.
But next, we chat to another star of this year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival and a man who is no stranger to this studio or this show, Limo.
Leamsy.
Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session will be back soon. And to get JB and Billy whenever you want, download the Listener app and add the show to your favourites.
I feel good.
As if working with Billy Brownless wasn't hard enough.
There's no book on parenting.
Well, there's
probably there's thousands actually.
But they're not right.
There's literally thousands of lot.
Our next guest also took his family on a camping holiday and is now doing a stand-up show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival about how it all went wrong. Please welcome Limo.
Yeah. In he comes.
Here he is,
Jim. Busy doing shows and the show.
Yes, lovely to be here, team. Camper Van Gogh, it starts now. I'm starting my show. The launch night is Easter Monday. what an idiot. Yes. So please come. There are plenty of spare seats.
All about your camping trips.
That's right. We went on a camper van holiday.
Kids are off my hands now.
Through the Northern Territory. Yes. Have you ever done a camper van, Jim?
Yeah, I have years and years ago. Well, it was one of those pop-up ones.
It literally used to
take me about an hour and a half to put it up.
Yeah.
An hour and a half to put it down. You had about 2 hours to enjoy it.
How many of you?
Well, there were four at that stage. There's and four, this is 25 years ago.
Oh, yeah. There were five of us.
You had an older member of the family.
Yeah, we had my mother-in-law, wife, my son, my mother-in-law, and my wife's best friend.
Steph. Who would have drank the whole time.
She did, as did my wife, right? And there were moments on that trip, I tell you, where I was sitting, it was so bad, I was thinking to myself, you know, of the 3,000 people on board the Titanic, there must have been at least one family going, thank God for this.
Let's just end it now. Comedy festival. I want to know if Laddie's in it this year, your boy Laddie.
Let I tell you what, I could be nominated for Worst Father of the Year after my performance last weekend. Basketball grand final. Yes. He plays for the Collingwood All-Stars.
Oh, Collingwood All-Stars.
The under-8s.
The under-8s.
And he was so pumped all week. Dad, the grand final this week. The grand final. I said, yeah, mate, it's going to be great. He goes, I can't wait for it. The grand final. He's banging on about it all week. Saturday morning, we get up nice and early. We're in the car at 8 o'clock. We get to the Collingwood Basketball Centre at 10 past 8. The game's at 8:30. And we walk in there. We're walking around. I'm thinking, geez, we're the first ones here. This is weird.
And then
I check the bloody schedule.
We're out at
bloody Bundoora.
Oh.
At La Trobe. Which is a 25-minute drive.
It's now
20 past, and it's a 25. So I turned the 25-minute drive into roughly a 20-minute. But the young fella was beyond devastated. He was balling in the front of the car. How much of the game did he see? He missed 10 minutes of the first half.
Yes.
And then we got him on the court. When we rocked up, they were 8-0 up.
Right.
Up.
They were up 8-0 without him.
And then he went on, they got beaten, sneaking him back out again for 10 minutes. He went on, they got beaten 40-12.
He's come on. They finished 17 each, right, at full time. So it's all square. They go to extra time.
Laddie's done well.
It's 19. He hasn't brought a lot to the table so far. They're down 19-20. The ball goes out at their end. There's 3 seconds left.
Oh, no.
They throw into their best player, young Ziggy. He's a superstar. The ball goes up. The buzzer goes and the ball just floats over the ring and falls on the other side and they lose by a point.
That's it. Your fault.
Tears everywhere.
Everywhere.
So I got them together. I've given you the photo. It's on your WhatsApp. Have a look.
Yep. Oh, look at
it. Have a close up on all the faces in the team photo.
They're all crying.
Oh, no.
They are shattered.
They are.
So in the team photo, they're just bawling.
The All-Stars.
The poor buggers.
Laddie needs a haircut, by the way.
He does need. I'm taking him for one next week.
I was going to say, geez. But they're all balling the poor kids. And it's your fault.
When you're that close.
I know. He was deep. It really hurt him. I like that he felt a bit of pain.
No, exactly, exactly. Now, tell us about the comedy festival. I know that a couple of hours, well, certainly Stephen Kay, one of our favourites.
In the jungle.
Not here.
No. He's gone to the jungle, and he'll do very well. He's a funny man, Stephen K. Amos.
But how about Ross Noble?
And he will be missed. I thought Ross Noble was going into the jungle.
And he's not.
He's not, because I don't think, is Ross Noble doing a show?
Well, I don't reckon he is.
I don't think he is.
He always comes in here and laughs at Bill.
That's why I thought he was going into the jungle, because he's not doing a show.
Right, okay. Where are you focusing?
The Melbourne International Comedy Festival, happy hour, straight after you guys, here on Triple M. Right through the comedy festival, I'll be bringing 3 guest comedians into the studio.
Wow.
Or actually, most of the shows are going to be live at Comedy Republic
in the
city, where we get a little live audience happening.
Nice.
And over the course of the comedy festival, we've got Will Anderson coming in,
Beautiful.
Pete Hellier, Ann Edmonds, Tom Gleason, Jamoan, Nazim Hussain, Merrick Watts. The list goes
on. Jamoan's still going around.
Yeah, he's killing it.
Yeah.
He's bloody funny,
Jamoan.
He is
funny.
And he's still filling up rooms all over the place.
Good on him.
Good on you.
That sounds brilliant.
How are the Hawks going, speaking of comedy?
We'll be right. We're building. We're rebuilding. We're rebuilding.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm going nude for the next break.
No, he's back in his chair.
Oh, no.
I've got to
turn him off.
And
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Oh, come on, Pat.
Yes, here we go.
Everyone's up and about now, Jimmy. You gave us a nice little spray. And wow. Yeah,
everyone, look at them. They're excited.
We got Zachy. Hello, Zach.
G'day, boys. How are we?
What do you do, Zach?
Working at Guide Dogs Victoria.
Guide Dogs awesome. Victoria. So the little puppies, and you train them?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So more training people to train them, but yeah.
Oh, good. Good on you. Fantastic.
Right. Who do you support in the footy, Zachary?
The Pies.
Oh, now, how are we feeling about tomorrow night?
A little bit unsure, but I have faith.
Yeah, surely it's coming. The turnaround's coming.
Not tomorrow night.
You're shaking your head.
They don't get beaten at the Gabba, except for last time they played there.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Lil, and Lil's there. Hello, Lil.
Hey, how you going, mate?
Good, mate. Where are you from?
I'm from Carnegie.
Oh, lovely. And what do you do? Currently studying, work in a local cafe.
I'm a student. I'm just studying locally and then also working locally too. So, good area.
And who in the footy do you support, Lil?
Oh, I'm a big St Kilda fan, so it's good I'm up against the Pie because just won last week. So
don't worry about the fact that Ross the Boss has got your mob up and about. They're going beautifully.
They are.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Good.
No Max King? See that uphill.
Uphill.
Now, no Max King, but I reckon we'll be fine. I reckon we'll be good.
Do you know your footy, Lil?
Yeah, no, I mean... hopefully.
All right, good, because normally Fat wedges a couple of footy questions in there.
Well, it's topical, Jim.
Righto, Fat.
And I like to start one, a nice general question. You ready, Zach? You're Zach and Lil. You're Lil.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Righto, here we go.
Here we go.
A person who has great similarities to one of their parents is said to be a chip off the old...
Zach.
Oh, my God. How are we going there? It's got to be Lil. Yeah. Lil.
That's the chip off the old block, mate.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. She's away.
Good start, Fat.
Righto.
Number two, there are currently six AFL teams who are undefeated. Give me three of them.
Zach.
Oh, yes, Zach.
We've got GWS, Sydney, and Carlton.
Yes, well done.
Hello. The other three?
Port Adelaide, Freo, and Geelong.
Nice.
Well done. Ring-a-ding-ding.
Oh, it is a ring-a-ding. One apiece.
Well, this will be good. Bit of Elvis Presley. I don't know how Lil will go here. Or Zach, by the way.
Singing.
Yeah, they've got to sing. Because on this day in 1972, Elvis recorded his major hit, Burning Love. We all know Burning Love,
major
don't we?
His last major hit.
Shut up, Raps.
All right.
So here's Elvis, and you're going first, Zachy boy, and then you just got to sing your little heart out.
Righto.
Hunker, burning love.
Go.
Just a hunker, burning love.
Yeah.
Not bad, Zachary.
Not bad.
All right. Lil, are you ready?
You're right, Lil?
Yeah, ready.
Right.
Hunker, burning love. Just a hunker, burning love.
Jeez, both good.
Good, Jim.
Both good.
You got to decide one all. It's a good game,
I thought... I thought Zach probably sounded more like Elvis, but Lil had a better voice.
Oh,
so which way are we going? The better voice
or
more like
Elvis? Don't look at us, Judge.
Lil.
Oh,
2-1.
Wow.
She's a better singer. She gets the tick.
Poor old Zach.
I'll take it.
Right. Question four. Which former Collingwood star father of current players is in the jungle for this season?
Lil. Yep. Zach.
That'll be the Dacos.
Peter Dacos. Yes. Well done.
I gave you that other one thinking that it'd be too all and we'd get into a tiebreaker.
Oh, is that it? That's it.
Lil wins.
Oh, no. Oh, yes. I mean.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Time to touch the Rush Hour family. 1-3-3-5-3.
No, it is not time to do that.
It is.
Right now, we're joined by former AFL player who's dominating the podcast space, Dil Buckley.
Our next guest played six seasons with the Blues and Giants and was often capable of a big bomb.
Headbutt Buckley, standing start, 53 metres from home. Long drop punt, he's got it!
Now on his podcast, Dil and Friends, he's dropping bombs of a different kind.
I wrote a note here and we were getting into, I think Brett and I were getting into an argument in the group chat on the weekend. I just wrote Ruckman. Off. Like, if I could tap out as much as them and just tap and rap, mate, it's pretty easy. Like, they're not doing much.
Please welcome Dylan Buckley.
Oh, second time in 2 days.
What's going on, you
we're,
two?
We're best mates.
Oh, no.
Hey, we'll get to that next. What about getting cut short, by the way? 8 seasons, not 6.
Eight seasons.
I count them all. No.
39 games at Carlton and then 2 at the Giants. 2 good ones.
two great ones.
Two good.
Now, I didn't know, looking at the Carlton draft, we, of course, had Isaac Smith in.
We did.
Koch, we knew. I didn't know Lordo was.
No, playing. That's what I just said.
He's just snuck under the row. He's too old to play footy. No. Lordo.
Oh, he'd like the money. No, he's pretty fit. He's still playing cricket, fact. Jim. Played in a grand final.
There's a difference between playing cricket and, I mean, Dill just played.
No, but if you're a bit older, you can sit in the goal square. He'll kick some goals.
Oh, remember that Legends game?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
he used to take it very seriously.
Anyway. And Richie Vandenberg.
It used to just drift off his output in that game, Lordo.
But we got Dills here anyway.
So Dills is a current star. I like that. You've got someone who's just played.
What are you going to bring to a club, Dills?
I wouldn't say I'm fit, but I did say this actually to Koch on the weekend. And I think that, you know, you win flags and, well, you don't, but you win flags and they...
He said you don't.
I said,
which is true.
I said to Koch, I said to Koch, mate, if I ran around with, you know, Dustin Martin and Jack Rewald, I probably would have ran around a few too. So I had Dennis Armfield. We'll talk
Dennis.
About that
today. Yes.
Who else do you have?
Who else? Cade Simpson. He's a
player. Good player. Yeah.
Strapped it on with Juddy in the VFL once or twice.
Did you?
Yeah.
Just in the VFL.
So yeah. I think they've run out of players to actually do the Carlton draft, but I'm happy to be there.
So the bar been set by, amazingly for us, Bernie Vince.
Yes.
Kicked 8.
Yes.
8 as an on-baller.
8 goals, 6 or something. Mm.
So, Dill, that's a high bar to get over.
As long as, I think Kane Corns had 2 touches. So I'm sort of looking at both bars.
Right.
If I can get over 2, I'm happy.
Right. And didn't Bucks do his hammy in the warm-up or the groin?
So he basically didn't play at all.
You should go past him, Dylan Buckley, past Nathan Buckley.
We'd hope so.
Oh, you're in a very special club too, Dills. First kick, first goal club.
It is. Every time someone says that, I feel like you're more common to do it than not. Do you feel like every second player kicks their first goal or their first kick?
Bill?
Well, Fat didn't.
Well, no, I didn't. So I'd just go with it, Dills, and say, yes, that's right.
It was fantastic.
Just go with it. It
started with a high and it just slowly went down from there.
Now tell us, the podcast with yourself and...
Dylan Friends.
Mm-hmm. And he's not really a friend, I wouldn't have thought. But how did Jim go? What did you find out?
Oh, he's a friend now, I'd hope to say. But no, yes. Jim was incredible, extremely generous with his time. I know we give him stick, but he was an incredible contributor to the show and amazing story, really, what he's done.
What's amazing?
Well, we couldn't fit it in one episode, but it was sort of a 4-part series.
So getting kicked out of school?
Well, you know, he's obviously his cricketing journey, and then he's gone to do what he's done in the media, his time at North Melbourne, saving the club.
I'll tell you what it was, Fat.
Yes.
It was refreshing.
Yes.
This is what it was. You need to listen to this too.
Yeah, right.
Have some respect.
It was refreshing to hear some respect coming the other way out of a microphone. As I sat there and Dills was being very polite, I thought, I haven't had any of this out of you two fat asses for, 8 years with him and 15 with you.
Well, you earn respect.
Yeah.
You earn it.
He hasn't earned it.
No, he hasn't yet. Wish we had Spud's glass eye when this was on. But now tell us, never gets anything wrong. Did that come through?
No, I think there was some good stories. He spoke about you a lot and your relationship. He loves you and all your special times
together.
Did he
say that?
No, not
really
directly,
not
but
not
it was
all.
Sort of.
Didn't actually say that. But we were talking. I'll tell you what we
Does
were
he
doing.
Love me or Lisa Moore?
We were talking about the way that podcasting's heading, especially out of the States. Where one of our mutual favourites, Dax Shepherd, and his podcast is called The Armchair Experts, funnily enough. And they have it's just a meandering conversation with these huge names out of Hollywood that goes for sort of an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're having a long drive, it chews up a lot of time.
Do they cut it up?
Very
or just,
easy to listen to.
Just let it go.
Anyway, Dill said to me, quite nicely, he said to me, how good would that be if, you know, you and Bill could do something, you know, that went like that for an hour? I said, Bill wouldn't last an hour and a half. He can't think beyond
he's
20 minutes.
He's battling after 9 minutes
No, exactly.
Now.
Do you know what would
we're
be
9 minutes
though?
Into this, and Fat, look, he's already
he's
run
done.
Out
yeah.
of ideas.
He's done.
Look at him.
Do you know how good it'd be if you did that model whereby with that Smartless show, they bring in a guest and they don't say who it is? Could you imagine how many he'd actually know?
No,
it'd be unbelievable. Exactly. So they bring in a guest.
Oh, and you've got to guess who it is.
Well, they come into the studio, you chat about them, but you can't say whether you know them or not. So you've got to sort of bluff your way through it.
How would you go with that, Fat?
How's it work? So they bring in a guest, right?
So, Jim,
so I see him. So and Jim I know will bring in a,
but if you don't know, you've just got to try and go
work
with
out
it.
Who it is.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be Bluey. He hadn't got many friends. It'd be Bluey or Sam or well, any other friends.
You would go. I reckon oh, you could brother. Last 15 minutes. And then at the end of that, Bill would be looking at me with his terror in his eyes going, oh, I haven't got any more questions. Nothing. I'm now done.
Yeah.
Hey, Dill, good luck with everything, mate. Carlton Draft is going to be fantastic for you. And Dill and friends, yes. Check it out on the podcast. It is brilliant.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
See if we can get the show back on track.
You got no chance.
Walked into the genius Matty Haywood's booth the other day. I said, how you going, Matty? He looked flat. Yeah. He looked flat to me.
No.
I said, Matty, how you going? He said, how do you reckon I'm going?
Oh, Jim.
I said, what's going on, mate? You look like you got the weight of the world
just
on your shoulders.
Just get to it. Here's the info.
He said, not the weight of the world, the weight of the file. He said, and he showed me this thing that went a whole way across his screen. He said, how do I get that back to something we can play on air?
Just throw to it, Jim.
Well, so he has, and he's done a brilliant job of it, as he always does.
Here it is,
the abridged version of the idiot file.
Bullshit.
Where's Fat at?
Where is Fat at?
Oh, Fat's at.
It's done.
Poor old Howie.
Already.
Now, this one here is... Gosh, what do you got at number one, Bill?
Number one, Bill.
A great first round, a crowd record.
Oh, no.
crowd record with more than 14. Hey, mate, you're down in Tasmania. You're running the footy down there for years down there. Did a great job. It's been a big day for Tassie today. You happy with the Devils and the jumper?
Yeah, that was my brother that did that, Bill, but that's close enough.
I was going to say, what are you on about?
He's up next.
Guess what happens when the Gabba goes? So do the records.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Last we ever have to hear
the
that.
Gabbo. The Gabba.
Oh, my God.
I said the
He's
Gabba.
In career no, worst. Didn't. Worst. Must listen to the listener app. Get stuck into that now.
Speaking of that North game,
my goodness.
They're up against Freo.
Yes.
Now, this is and? The superstar we're about to speak to. One of my favourites. The great Nat Fyfe.
Nat?
Okay, not going to finish that.
Oh, he's so stunned he can't speak.
And well done to Warner Brothers too, who were having a bit of a dispute with the Tassie Devils because of the Tassie Devil. Warner Brothers, did you hear about Disney, Jim?
Yeah, but what's the dispute over?
Well, they said you can't use the name because that's our name. Warner
How's
Brothers
it their
said
name?
That. Well, they didn't know that the Tasmanian Devil was an actual animal.
Yes.
And obviously from Tassie. So they sorted it out, which thought. I like that. Well, they didn't know that.
If it's called the Tasmanian Devil, I reckon there's a fair chance it's from Tasmania.
They did not know it was an actual animal, so they sorted it
they
out.
Would
so
have, like, they would have to know that.
I'm telling you, Warner Brothers, they sit in their big offices in New York or wherever, they had no idea it was actual
it's California.
Animal.
California.
Mm. Well, where it is, same thing. Righto, Dimmies and Timmies, where?
Tonight, tomorrow night.
Timmies. There'll be several people named Timothy there.
Tonight.
And also Tinnies.
Pump yourself up. And that's what we want. That's what we want.
Lisa's getting nicely glammed up.
Do you have to do anything?
No, I am not.
Because you can talk. Like, you can drive. You think you're a good driver. You can do everything.
I can do everything.
There's nothing he can do. Is that?
Can't do?
Nothing he can't do. Now, Jimmy boy,
yes.
It's Monday, actually.
Monday. He's gone with Friday.
Monday, March 25, Jim. And you passed on one anyway. So 8 out of 10. Not bad. Not bad, Bretty boy. Even Lukey boy. Luke.
Ever been called Brett in your life, Luke?
Have now. Yeah.
Joby Watson on Channel 7 Saturday night.
Joby.
He likes
Joby works for us.
And Joby is. The Prime Minister was a mad Carlton fan.
Yeah, he was.
Malcolm
Fraser.
No, Malcolm Fraser. Oh, Menzies back in the 60s. Mate, Malcolm Fraser. And they'd go up there to the, what's it called, Jim?
Yeah.
The White House.
Yep.
The White House.
Yes.
Kirribilli?
Kirribilli. Yep.
Do you know how good it'd be if you did that model whereby with that Smartless show they bring in a guest and they don't say who it is? Could you imagine how many he'd actually know?
No,
it'd be unbelievable.
Exactly.
So they bring in a guest.
Oh, and you've got to guess who it is.
Well, they come into the studio, you chat about them, but you can't say whether you know them or not. So you've got to sort of bluff your way through it.
How would you go with that, Fat?
How does it work? So they bring in a guest, right? I have. Thank you, robot. Exterminate. Two big Fords before the tribunal tonight, Jimmy boy. Mm-hmm.
So you know your jokes that you do in your show.
Yeah,
yeah, I do actual good ones.
Oh, where was I the other day? I had them in the rafters. No, not in the rafters. I had them in the aisle.
Oh.
They were loving it.
What did any of that
you
mean?
You don't even know where they're rolling around. Well done, Aaliyah. Good there. Yes. What about our man, Tom Duday, or Duday, however you say, mm-hmm. our friend? And I tell you what, if Oscar Piastri doesn't... Yes. Finish 1, 2, or 3, Jim, on the podium, he will be bait.
He's a young man. We'll give him some time.
He knows about the bakes, and he was told he's going to get baked. So the Piastri might become a piesta, a pizza. It'll be baked. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, my God. He does it every time.
Piesta.
He starts the next idiot file at the end of the last one every single week. Fat.
What?
You know you appeared on Tim Watson's segment on Talking Footy called Say That Again last night.
No, I didn't.
With the vision of you asking Oscar Piastri if he'd ever driven around the Albert Park circuit before. And Oscar goes, yeah, last year in the race. Yeah.
There's a bit of background to that. I don't have go into it, but I know I'm okay.
What's the background?
Well, he was getting interviewed before I interviewed him.
Yep.
And the interviewee at the time asked him, have you ever been around Albert Park Lake?
The interviewee. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he said, no, I haven't. I've been with mum and dad in the back of a car. And I thought that'd be a funny little response. So I asked him, he goes, no, I drove around there last year, you idiot. When I asked that question about Warner Brothers, or told you about Warner Brothers and Tassie.
You mentioned Disney, which is the complete opposite.
Yeah, they're complete opposition, yep.
And Tassie. The blank, the look on your face, Jim, the nothing, the zero, the vague, everything look on your face. You had no idea what I was talking about.
Yeah, no one did, because your sentence made no sense.
I didn't.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, I've got a smile. Yeah. I've got a smile.
The smile is because you are an idiot.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. Of all the jokes Billy Brownless told this week...
This better be good.
This was certainly one of them.
All right, have you got something funny?
Mm-hmm.
On Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session, this is Billy's joke.
A teenager brings her new boyfriend home to meet the parents, Jim.
Yes.
I think I've told this. They're appalled by his haircut, his tattoos, his piercings. Later, the girl's mum grabs her and says, dear... He doesn't seem a very nice boy, this one you brought home. Oh, please, Mum, she says. If he wasn't nice, why would he be doing 500 hours of community service? He's doing 500
hours.
He's a naughty, naughty porty.
You have told that one before.
Well, Alistair Senedy, or whatever his stupid name is. He's Senedy. Oh, there we go.
No, I don't mind it.
Alistair. What kind of name's that?
I reckon you're actually going, you're predating Rabs for that one. That was
I haven't heard it before.
Exactly. Dude, I'm going to go with it next week.
Hey, that's it.
Well done, Alistair. You've won.
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session. The best of JB and Billy.
You must produce better radio.
And even though they're going, you can still take them with you wherever you go. Download the Listener app and add JB and Billy to your favourites.
I feel good!
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger. Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.